dead, it strikes again.
Dadgummit. When we come back, we do have a host of national issues to talk about, including the border wall that's not a border wall, Tulsi Gabbard giving some common sense. We've got a whole bunch of news related to drag queens. I don't even know if we're gonna in the mood to get to that today, but we're gonna do this right with a couple of those updates in just a moment. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Ukrainian forces are scaling up attacks to reclaim territory in the Russian-occupied south. The Ukrainians have used American-supplied rocket launchers to strike bridges and military infrastructure in the south, forcing Russia to divert its forces from the Donbas in the east to counter the new threat. With the war in Ukraine now in its sixth month, the coming weeks may prove decisive. The fast-moving McKinney Fire in Northern California near the Oregon border has forced 2,000 residents to evacuate now and has destroyed homes and critical infrastructure since it broke out Friday. It's already the largest blaze in California this year in Siskiyou County. The Dow is down 79 points, the NASDAQ off 32. This is SRN News.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. 1,500 of the latest and greatest games, horse and greyhound racing, sports parlay, big jackpots. You can be a winner, too, at Victory Land Casino.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Welcome to August. It's going to feel a lot like the last day of July. Another very hot day with a high temperature in the middle 90s with the heat index near the 105 danger range. And there will be those scattered random showers and thunderstorms around the area this afternoon and this evening. Not every town will get one. They'll fade out overnight tonight, low 74. Now, tomorrow and Wednesday, your odds of seeing a shower are better. Storms become scattered to numerous. Still hit or miss, but more storms to go around with a high temperature up to about 94 Tuesday, 93 Wednesday, and more scattered storms on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Janae Wright. 20-year-old Jalen Walker of Prattville has been charged with murder. Walker is the suspect in the shooting death of 40-year-old Shelby McGee of Montgomery. He was taken into custody Sunday. He's being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1.5 million bond. A bill that would ban assault-style weapons was passed by the House Friday. Now it will head to the Senate, where it is not expected to get the 60 votes it needs to pass. The bill is the latest piece of legislation aimed at limiting gun violence in America. Congress passed another bill earlier this year that allocates money towards mental health and changes the process for purchasing a firearm when you're younger than 21. Governor Ivey has announced the appointment of a new Montgomery County Commissioner. She has named Carmen Moore Ziegler to fill the open seat in District 2. It became vacant with the death of longtime Commissioner Elton Dean in June. Moore Ziegler is the president of the Montgomery-based Moore Ziegler Group. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Janae Wright.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, hello, everybody.
Good. It's a great conversation.
Afternoon. Yeah, it's a interesting topic, controversial, but definitely there's some solutions that need to be discovered, and some reforms need to be made.
So when I ran for office a cajillion years ago.
What did you run for, April Marie?
The state legislature.
Okay.
A million and 10 years ago.
I should know that. Mm-hmm.
When I ran for office, I was described as a bleeding heart conservative.
What a wonderful description.
And it was because of my interest in nonprofit mental health care. And it was youth aging out of foster care programs. And they were two things that I became acquainted with, or issues that I learned more about during my time in Tallahassee. And I lobbied for the nonprofit mental health care facilities for increasing funding for access from everything from crisis intervention bed to crisis intervention training with law enforcement to, you know, getting people out of the criminal justice system, diversion programs for courts, all that stuff, right? And then youth aging out of foster care, in lobbying for the mental health care, I made friends with some Democrats because, you know, I was the one Republican in our like coalition of lobbying groups. And the statistics related to the youth who age out of foster care without having found a family are staggering. The girls will very, very likely end up pregnant, and the boys will very, very likely end up in jail and or homeless.
It's a vicious cycle.
And I mean, staggering statistics on it. And so those two things, we didn't talk much about the lottery. I did play the lottery. Those two things, if I had countless amounts of money, I would give that. I have limited amounts of money now, and I still give to some of those causes, NAMI more than anything. But yeah, those are issues that transcend politics. No matter what your political beliefs are, you should believe that if a child does not have a home, whether the parents are incarcerated, whether they passed away, whether they were abusive, whatever, whether they were just abandoned, if a child doesn't have a home, that should not spell out doom for their entire lives. And so those two issues were big for me. And some of these other criminal justice ones just kind of fit in that same bleeding heart conservative track.
So you're conservative on fiscal issues and lean a little left toward social issues.
No, because I'm pro-life, remember? And pro-guns.
You're just a real conundrum.
And I am.
A real paradox there.
It's a very odd
mix.
It's a very odd thing.
But I'm totally in agreement with you there on the the issues you mentioned, at least, you know, particularly mental health.
Yeah, mental health is so critical. I can't show it to you because it's on my laptop, but I got new stickers from my laptop that are all for a nonprofit mental health thing. You'll see them tomorrow.
Excellent. Looking forward to that.
Moving on. Okay, now back to right-wing nut job topics. Let's go to the first link, the border wall that is not a wall. So this is Doug Ducey giving them hell at the White House press conference.
Why is the Biden administration building a border wall in Arizona?
So we are not finishing the wall. We are cleaning up the mess the prior administration left behind in their failed attempt to build a wall. And I just want to be very, very clear here. On day one, we returned the money, the $8 billion the prior administration took from our military. We gave that back to the military for military families, for schools, for bases. That's what that money was being used. That's what it was taken away from. And so, again, what we're doing is cleaning up the mess that the prior administration has done.
But President Biden, when he was a candidate, said there will not be another foot of wall constructed in my administration. Yeah. So what changed?
We are not finishing the wall.
If walls work in that part of Arizona, is this the administration trying to get migrants to cross somewhere else, like in Texas? What is the plan?
We are not finishing a wall. We are cleaning up the mess that the prior administration made. We are trying to save lives. This is what the prior administration left behind that we are now cleaning up.
By finishing the wall, is this?
We are not finishing the wall.
By filling in, finishing?
We are not finishing the wall.
By filling in, is this racist? Because in 2019, when the former guy was proposing a wall, you said that it was his racist wall. So how is this any different? I'm just having a hard time understanding how this is any different.
I'm not even sure how you get to your first question, to this question that you just asked me. I will say this. A border wall, I'm answering your question. A border wall is ineffective use of taxpayer dollars. So it's ineffective of taxpayer dollars. Dollars that actually went to the military that the last administration, the prior president, took from the military, which took away from schools, which took away from military bases. That's what that money that he pulled away from to build this wall that he wanted, that is ineffective, by the way, which I just said, just recently.
What's not enough of that?
I could have died. Like, my cheeks hurt from, I had to mute myself. I was laughing so hard.
That's a lot of dancing going on.
That was a lot of tap dancing. You know what they're doing? They're finishing the wall.
That's what the man was asking the question about.
The DHS.
But we're not.
DHS, literally. This is the DHS press release on, I'm reading from the Department of Homeland Security. DHS to address life, safety, and operational requirements in the U.S. Border Patrol's Yuma sector. And they go on to say, the Department of Homeland Security, Secretary Mayorkas, has authorized U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, this is a quote, to execute the Yuma Morales Dam Project to close four gaps located within an incomplete border barrier project.
Sounds like building a wall to me.
Okay. If you're closing four gaps in a barrier project, how is that not building a freaking wall?
It's the Let's Pretend administration, April Marie.
I just want to say,
reality doesn't have anything to do with it. Come on. Play our little game. Let's pretend.
Hold on. This is literally the press release. They have been authorized, quote, to close four gaps located within an incomplete border barrier project. How is that not closing the wall?
Sure sounds like it to me.
I don't even know what that was. It wasn't tap dancing.
That was some show dodging going on, man.
So with this, I made a list this weekend. And I'm going to, any liberals left over, any liberal spillover we have from my crime, criminal justice, you probably want to turn your dial now, because now I'm going to make your head hurt. This weekend, I went through and made a list of the things that the left is now oblivious to. Are you ready?
Let it rip.
So these are things that we are to believe. Closing gaps within a wall isn't finishing the wall. Men can give birth. Women can have a penis. Guns that are scary are not protected under the Second Amendment. Discouraging orgies is a form of hate speech. Roads are racist. Fauci and teachers unions never supported mask or lockdown, and the vaccinations work. These are the truths as the Democrats know them.
Wow, that should have started with Once Upon a Time, that fairy tale.
Yeah.
My goodness.
And that was me adding to somebody who tweeted, climate change totally exists and we're not in a recession.
Oh, well, man.
Right?
Right.
That about sums it up.
Well, but that's today's news.
A wall called any other name is still a wall. Pretty sure Shakespeare said that.
And it would smell as sweet as well.
All right, we're hitting a quick break here. When we come back, more Straight Talk with April Marie.
Hello, my friend. This is Pat Boone, and you're listening to Straight Talk with my friend and fellow conservative fighter, April Marie, here on News Talk 93.1.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. April Marie here.
It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm not really sure what my children are doing, by the way.
They're awfully quiet.
Smoke alarms haven't gone off.
Yeah, I get real suspicious when I don't hear anything from them.
Only the big ones are home, though.
Okay. So, I'm not sure if that's good or bad.
It's good. The little one is the troublemaker.
Oh, okay. Danny isn't here, Mrs. Torrance.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That's him.
The little one is the troublemaker. And so, okay, now they're going down into the basement. What could possibly go wrong?
Okay.
So I think we've discussed this before, but my basement is like, it's the where we put toys that they don't play with anymore.
Okay.
So we have a rotation. They're upstairs, then they go downstairs, and then when they go back downstairs and discover them again, like their new toys, and bring them back upstairs, and then we move toys downstairs, and then the cycle continues.
Rotation.
And so,
I like it.
So that they don't have to have new toys all the time, because they can
smart
get toys that are new to them that have just been in the basement.
Smart.
And then sometimes what'll happen is Theo will go down there and get something that is in fact new to him because it was his brother's or his sister's.
Oh.
So,
Does that cause any possession is 9/10 of the law issues there?
We've had a few kinks in the system.
That's mine.
Overall, once it's in the basement, it's free game for anybody.
Okay. There you go. That's a good rule. Yeah. Covers that.
Yeah. Like it's like the, what is it, the Island of Misfit Toys? And then every now and again, I go to the basement, I pack things up, and I donate it to charity, or I give it away or whatever.
Perfect. You got a real system.
So they're down in the basement, so who knows what they're going to come upstairs with.
Okay. Keep us posted.
It could be anybody's guess. All right. Let's go with some common sense from Tulsi Gabbard.
This ought to be good.
The FDA made a disturbing but not at all surprising announcement just a few days ago about children's health. Now, if you haven't heard about it or if you missed it, it's because the mainstream media and the Biden-Harris administration have been completely silent on it. Now, this warning that the FDA issued was basically saying that puberty blockers can cause serious health risks for our kids. Unfortunately, at almost the exact same time the FDA issued this warning, Biden-Harris administration officials were making public statements actively promoting the use of puberty blockers and irreversible surgeries for kids. Now, let's be clear. This administration is dangerously promoting child abuse.
Okay, okay. First off, if you are a politician or a candidate or a would-be whatever, maybe it's not best to record a selfie film in front of somebody doing lawn work.
Yeah, on a windy day.
On a windy day. I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, I don't mean to be picky when she's dropping some truth bombs on us, but for the love of all that's holy, this was clearly a planned recording, and yet she still managed to do it in front of the lawn guy. So she looks beautiful, by the way.
And the background is spectacular.
Yeah.
Nice outdoor shot.
Had just been landscaped, apparently. So
it's ongoing, I believe.
Back to the point at hand, which is, who could have guessed, except anybody and everybody, that puberty blockers for young children do in fact have long-term harmful consequences?
Gee, how many millions of dollars do we have to spend to discover that?
Freaking duh, right? Like, literally. So, you know, I think this and hope this bodes well for the Alabama law and those who are suing against it, that that our federal government might be pushing it on people. And yes, there are all sorts of interest groups that have undermined what we know to be true in the medical community about this. But the data is not in their favor. They are literally the FDA is putting a warning label on puberty block on the hormones that are used for puberty blockers, saying that that they can cause visual disturbances like seeing bright lights that aren't there, headache or vomiting, a swelling of the optic nerve, or eye paralysis.
Extremely powerful drugs.
Oh yeah.
What did you expect?
Well, and I've had this conversation before, because I have been on these medications. Lupron is a common drug that they've given, and I have been put on Lupron before. And back when I was put on Lupron, I was in my early 20s, and it was because I was trying to save my fertility for later. And so it basically puts you into a postmenopausal state. It tricks your body and puts you into a postmenopausal state. So what they're doing is they're taking 9-year-old girls and tricking their bodies and brains into believing they're postmenopausal so that they don't have cycles. That's the drug they're giving these
kids. What kind of Dr. Mengele craziness is that?
Absolutely insane for kids. Let me tell you what I experienced when I was on those drugs. Headaches. I had actual literal hot flashes. Remember when women, may have gone through menopause?
I've heard about that.
Same thing, hot flashes. I was moody as I'll get up. So you take these kids, and I mean literal actual kids, and you give them this very same drug to stop them from going through puberty. And then you don't give them the mental health treatment, because what we're doing, we're already changing the way they're doing things by transing them anyway, right? Uh-huh. So we're not treating the underlying what makes them feel like they were, air quotes, made in the wrong body, or makes them, feel disgusted with themselves, or make them feel like they don't fit in, or make them feel whatever it is they are, non-binary.
Not deal with the emotional problems.
Yeah. So we stop addressing that. We give them these drugs and then we set them up for failure, because we are then setting up communities and classrooms and other places to be places of war, because now we are fighting over whether or not this young girl who is on puberty blockers and may be about to start testosterone, whether or not she's a boy.
What a nightmare.
It is an absolute nightmare. And the fact that adults are willing to do this, it stuns me, and it's disgusting. And we see more and more every day how parents are pushing this upon their kids.
It's become the popular, in fashion, trendy thing to do.
Yes.
Sad.
Absolutely. And it is a crying shame, and it needs to be stopped. I'm glad Alabama lawmakers stopped it. I know that there's a lawsuit now. But Travis Stock, which is one of the world's biggest clinics that was handling this, there was a scathing report that came out related to their, air quotes, gender clinic. And essentially what the report decided was that they are closing down the big clinic, and they are going to put the responsibilities of the clinic back into localized hospitals, because the clinic itself had just turned into a medication factory. Almost like the opioid pain pill mills, the pill mills. These became pill and shot mills for distressed teenagers, with some of them getting drugs on their very first visit. And they went from treating a couple hundred people a year to treating thousands a year in the last 3 years, and having a wait list of, wait for it, 2 years to get in.
I had no idea that demand was like that.
And oh no,
what's
going on is that this ideology is being pushed in our schools. It's being pushed by teachers. It's parents aren't allowed to question it. Imagine if someone said to me, okay, you're a perfectly healthy looking child. They need this random surgery. They need this random medication. Under any normal circumstances, if I could look at my child and it looked like, okay, their arm works perfectly fine, maybe I should not chop their arm off, I would take them to another doctor. In this society, if you're a parent and you are told your daughter has decided to be a son because they feel like it, and you say, I want to go talk to another doctor, you are hurtful and harmful, and you are not supportive of that child. And in some states, they'll take your child away.
Good.
Because we have to affirm this no matter what. The Travis Stock situation, Tavistock, there's no R there, sorry, Tavistock. Everything happening there came to light when a whistleblower by the name of Kira Bell came forward. She was put on puberty blockers at 16. She was given testosterone at 17. and her breasts were cut off at 20. Within several years, she realized, holy crap, what was happening here? And she is one of the earliest and first and most public detransitioners. So not only did she go back to being a woman, which she never was not a woman to begin with, but not only did she go back to embracing being a woman, but she sued them.
Good.
For medical malpractice.
Good. I hope she breaks them.
And as a result, there has been a number of studies and a number of things have happened there, including this latest report, which says we will shut them down. They are reckless. And these kids are not getting the treatment they need. They are not getting a whole health approach that addresses the underlying reasons for why they can be here. So, all right. So that was Tulsi Gifford. We listened to a little bit, Tulsi Gabbard. I don't know why I said Gifford. Tulsi Gabbard. And we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we have other news to get into. Unless you want to talk about this situation, 272-9228. Back in just a moment.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we are united to save our veterans money. Don't call the lenders with veterans in their name. Call the lender with veterans in their blood. As the children of military veterans, Kim and I understand what it means to serve, and we appreciate you.
VA mortgage rates have been low for quite some time, but today, VA rates trump them all. A Navy veteran in Prattville purchased his home 2 years ago. After hearing how much money we were saving other veterans, he picked up the phone and gave us a call. He was amazed to find he could lower his interest rate by more than 2%, saving him $283 a month. It gets better. Hold on to your hat. No appraisal, no income verification, no out-of-pocket, no hassle.
These amazingly low rates will go up. It's not a matter of if, but when. Call us to make your mortgage great again. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the preferred VA lender, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with Thor.
Hey man, what's shaking?
Now Thor, I understand you are the god of thunder.
That's right man, me and Mjolnir have power over thunder and lightning and stuff like that, you know?
So I guess you don't have time to worry about money matters.
No man, that's why we have David Earnest.
You mean the people of Asgard use David Earnest as their financial guy?
Oh yeah man, everybody knows the numbers. Like 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
There you have it, folks. Direct from the God of Thunder.
Yeah, man. That's me.
You know, I saw your last movie, and it seemed to me you got roughed up a little more than you usually do.
Yeah, man. It was a rough shoot.
Yeah. I'll bet some mornings you were pretty Thor. Why did you throw your hammer?
Just move over about 2 inches. You'll find out.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This is Alice of Independent Glass. We advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, and we get great results. If you want results like we get, you need to go with Blue Water.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Kennedy for Alabama is a political talk show where we discuss the real issues impacting our Alabama communities. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 or find us online at kennedyforalabama.org.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Welcome to August. It's going to feel a lot like the last day of July. Another very hot day with a high temperature in the middle 90s with the heat index near the 105 danger range. And there will be those scattered random showers and thunderstorms around the area this afternoon and this evening. Not every town will get one. They'll fade out overnight tonight, low 74. Now, tomorrow and Wednesday, your odds of seeing a shower are better. Storms become scattered to numerous. Still hit or miss, but more storms to go around with a high temperature up to about 94 Tuesday, 93 Wednesday, and more scattered storms on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When the Skylab space thing was about to fall back to Earth, Electric Light Orchestra released that song about a week ahead of time as a tribute to Skylab. Don't bring me down.
Aw, how cute is that?
Then it came down anyway.
And then it came down.
We all knew it would. Okay. But nice tribute there. Jeff Lynne and Company.
More of that. Guy Mosley trivia knowledge.
Useless trivia knowledge. Yeah, it's only rock and roll.
All right. Well, before we get into the next topic, I want to remind you guys about our good friends over at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Go see Karen and Reed Ingram, just like Gary G did. I don't know where that came from. Just like Gary G did earlier today. Whether you are looking for, oh my goodness, a dinner special. Today's Monday night dinner special is two rib plates with a choice of side for only $19.50. That's very good. You can dine in or carry out. That's today only. Two rib plates. With a choice of a side for only $19.50. Sky Mosley, I don't know if you know what you're doing for dinner, but you could just ride over and get you and the missus a plate.
Man, that's not a side bargain, for real. And two sides.
So you're all set.
$20.
Each plate comes with a choice of a side, yeah.
Nice.
So, if you are looking for a mid-afternoon pick-me-up, as I frequently am, you can go to the Roost, their coffee shop right there on site, and get yourself an iced coffee or a regular coffee, a shot of espresso, a flavored caffeinated lemonade, or maybe even just a milkshake. I was looking at pictures of their milkshakes this weekend. One came up on my feed and I was like, oh, that looks good. So go check them out for all of your needs, whether it's for their to-go dinner meal, your coffee, or getting your own vegetables or meats from the market there. So many different options to see. You can see the cat that hangs out, the many, many chickens.
The goats. I like the goats.
There's a jackass or two running around there. It's good times.
Just like here.
Well played. They're also looking for help, by the way. So if you know anybody looking for work, you can have them go by Sweet Creek Farm Market, where they are now hiring. Just stop by and tell someone at the desk you would like to apply for a job.
Yeah, it's a real fun place to be. Everybody there, they're young people working there. Everybody is so friendly, so courteous. It's like a blast from the past. It's a really good vibe that they put off at Sweet Creek.
Always. Also wanted to point out to you that does not apply to you. If you decide you want to go work at Sweet Creek because you and your wife need an employee discount because you eat so much, you are not allowed. You've been blackballed.
Yeah, they're breaking even on this deal because they picked up my wife, and she's become one of their best customers.
By the way, I'm just looking at my text, Facebook messages, and I'm going to say, if you send me a novel, I can't read it while I'm on air.
Yeah. Be concise.
I'll read it, but I just can't read it on air. And frequently not immediately after getting off air for that matter either, because, I've got children here. And by the way, do you want to know what they are doing?
Have they made it downstairs yet to the basement?
They made it downstairs and they made it back up again.
Okay.
And you know what they brought with them?
Lay it on me.
Halloween.
All right.
Hair dye.
All right.
No, hair dye.
Oh, hair dye. Oh, well, that's going to be a problem.
So they came in and asked, she said, can I spray a strand of my hair pink?
Be smart. And don't start.
I said, a strand, but you have to wash it out before VBS tomorrow.
This won't end well.
The Halloween hair color?
Doubt it.
Oh no, we've had conversations about this. My children will not be. You know exactly what I'm talking about when I say the range of colors that are frequently used.
Oh yeah.
That
uniform.
Yeah. I got nothing. Okay. Let's go to the other clips we've got. Let's go to. Let's see. Oh, so many options here. We started the day off with a nice criminal justice reform proposal, but we are going to end it with an absurd criminal justice proposal. Keeping in mind that this one is a little bit of a joke, but it did make me laugh because I know where he's going with it, and when Sky Mosley is done answering a phone call, we'll get to this clip over here. So, you guys, when you call, you can't chat with Sky like your old friends. Then it keeps him distracted, and he can't help me out over here. All right, Sky.
Yes.
We are going to the Greg Gutfeld clip.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I was just talking on the phone to Gary G.
I love Gary G.
Okay. Greg Gutfeld.
Okay. Well, we'll go to, hold on. Let's go to Gary G. Then we'll go to commercial. Then we'll go to Greg Gutfeld.
Gary G, you get presidents, my man.
Well, isn't that? That's just, I am honored.
How about that?
Hi, love. You went to
and you
weren't
having
today?
A great day. How about that?
Yeah, I want to go to Sweet Creek 3:30.
3:30 for get you in the drawing. Now you go up there a lot. What do you get when you go up there?
I get something for everybody else.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I vouch for that.
Yeah. I get some things. I get a sandwich, but the rest of it goes for other people. You know, I love to do that. I love to put smiles on people's face. And when you walk up to someone and just give them a gift like that, they're floored. And that's, you know, that's what I feel, that's my purpose in life. Anyway, why does the state of Alabama keep my money so long?
Oh, you're talking about your tax money.
You bet.
I turned
it in February. I got a little note back at the first part of the summer to confirm who I was. Confirmed on it, so will it be 6 to 8 weeks? Well, that was 12 weeks ago. Mm. Who do I need to call to get a hold of my... They're interest on my money. Is that not right?
Well, it's the Alabama Department of Revenue, and on their website, if you say, where's my refund because I have not received it, they said if you have not received your refund within 8 to 10 weeks of filing, it may have been stopped for review. So you can go to their website at myalabamataxes.alabama.gov, or there's a phone number, 1-855-894-7391, or there's a phone number during business hours, 334-309-2612, and they can tell you what happened to it. So if it's been, which it has been, past 8 to 10 weeks, you probably want to call.
Yeah, I will. I should, because like I said, they're drawing the interest on. Of course, it's not a lot, but it's some, and it's due me.
It's your money.
If I owed them, they'd come get it.
Oh, yeah. Count on it. This is different, though.
As someone who has had the state put a lien on my house for taxes, I can guarantee you that they will come get it.
Okay. Well, don't forget to go by and see the Sweet Creek people. They're good people. Y'all have a good week. I will try to get by and see you one day.
All right. Looking forward to it, Gary G.
Thank you, love.
Appreciate you.
Yep. You don't want to be late with those. I filed late, and then And they got to me before I got my check to them. Dadgummit.
Quick on the
draw.
But
I've since paid that, by the way.
I'm sure.
But it was still a very unfortunate, aggravating situation.
Scary. Scary stuff.
Not as scary as it is frustrating. Hmm. All right. We are going to hit our last break before the end of today's program. And when we come back, we'll go to the Greg Gutfeld clip. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Murray.
Hello, my friend. This is Pat Boone, and you're listening to Straight Talk with my friend and fellow conservative fighter, April Murray, here on News Talk 93.1.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ask me that. I don't know. It sounds like some old Sam and Dave, but I don't think it is. I'm going to find out for you, though. Promise.
That was fun.
Yeah, it's pretty nice groove there going on.
I'm a little worried. they got carried away with the spray. Whew, that's all I'm going to say about that. All right, let's go to Greg.
Greg Gutfeld, he's a clever guy.
Still say, take the criminals when they get released, put an ankle bracelet on them, drop them off within like a short radius of these leftist homes, and the beepers go off whenever they leave that neighborhood. They have to stay in the neighborhood where these idiots make these rules. Maybe they'll live, maybe they'll learn the consequences of their own realities.
I like that idea.
Do you?
Just dumping criminals.
Yes.
And politicians.
Find Alvin Bragg's street. Don't put it in front of his house, but then just drop the people that have been released in New York in his duel with Gascon.
Oh.
All right. We started today's program with a little serious criminal justice reform possibilities, and I thought we'd end it with an absolutely absurd idea.
Oh, did you catch? You have my full attention with absurd.
Did you catch what he was suggesting there?
I did not. We were talking about that was Billy Joel's version of Easy Money that just came up moments ago. So
there you go.
Surprise, surprise.
So Greg Gutfeld is his recommendation is that for every soft on crime, no such thing as cash bail. Just let them all out regardless. For those politicians, what we do is we do the equivalent of a home arrest, but make it a neighborhood arrest and drop all of these criminals in their neighborhood.
Love it. Love it. Just like the governor of Texas and Arizona are doing with the border issues. Ship them to D.C., man.
Yep. So yeah. Greg says, put an ankle monitor on them, give them a short leash, and just drop them right off at right there near the homes of all these people. He said, you don't have to give them the addresses. Just drop them off. We'll see how well, because you can imagine, right? You do that. You find a mayor who's all into social justice. We're going to defund the police. We're going to let everybody out. No such thing as cash bail. Just everybody's ROR'd and let go. And then you start dropping people in his neighborhood and the neighbors are calling. Going, my car was broken into.
Wait a minute.
So-and-so was assaulted as they walked down the street.
Yeah, liberals are often very generous with other people's resources. But when you bring it to their, George Collin had a term for it, an acronym, called them NIMBYs.
NIMBYs, yes.
Not
absolutely.
In my backyard. Yeah.
Look, I studied urban and regional planning in college. That's what I thought I wanted to be. I thought I wanted to be an AICP, a certified planner. And I specifically was looking at transportation planning. And you have never met so many NIMBYs in your life until you have experienced the joy of transportation planning. Because everybody wants roads, but nobody wants roads near their house.
There you go.
And so everybody wants the ability to get everywhere, and they're like, we need this, we need this, we need this, and then you come back a year later and you say, this is how we're going to do that, and they're like, no!
Not in my backyard.
Not in my backyard. I think you meant to put that three quarters of a mile that way.
Put that over on the pole side of town. Yeah.
No, one of my absolute favorite projects. God, what was the name of the road? If I think about it, I could even remember the name of the road, but it got delayed for years. Like, you know, I'm talking like 5, 7, 10
zoning
years
issues
because the citizens kept opposing it. They finally got it built and it was amazing. But it was, you could literally, they printed up yard signs and put them all the way down the road to stop the road that was going to come be beside their road. It wasn't even like they were taking their houses for eminent domain or anything. It was just they didn't want it close to them.
I understand. That would solve this little problem, too, I believe.
All right.
Do like Greg Gutfeld said.
Absolutely. Interesting case with a U.S. appeals court finding for a girl who went to a, now it was a charter school, but charter schools are still considered public schools. And the charter school required girls to wear skirts, the skirt things, which are really shorts but look like a skirt, or dresses to school, and the boys to wear shorts or pants. And she sued them and said, this is sexist. A girl should be able to wear pants if she wants to wear pants. And she won.
Congratulations. Yeah. Good for her.
Uh-huh.
You shouldn't have to wear a dress. I mean, I can imagine that would...
It was a 10-6 ruling, which makes me question who the six people were. But... It said the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit in Richmond, Virginia, said that the dress code was, quote, blatantly perpetuates harmful gender stereotype.
Well, when you put it that way. I mean, I wouldn't want to have to wear a kilt every day, you know, and all that. And shave my, well, I mean, all that goes along with that, sure. That's antiquated.
Well, first off, I think most dress codes, there's a lot to be said for, you know, we don't want you wearing gang colors or sure. wearing offensive things or
too revealing. You know, I get all that.
Don't wear negligee to school. But some of their rules are just stupid.
Sure.
I went to school in Florida where at times the school was overcrowded, so we had trailers. Some were in these like portable trailers that they just put on the school property. They didn't have air condition, but tank tops were against the school dress code. And so you couldn't wear that.
Swelter.
It is what it was, I tell you.
But we grew up tough. We grew up lean.
Yeah.
We survived.
Well, let's see where we are on AOC. AOC did an event. And this one's Lord have mercy. This is one of two that just blows my mind.
Oh yeah, this will be good. You want to set this up, or does it just? So, I think it speaks for itself.
It speaks for itself. But AOC is in a room surrounded by drag queens.
The people who change what people think are artists and drag queens. And let's not forget who threw that first brick at Stonewall.
Yes.
You know, that is what led to us passing the Equality Act in the House in this term, marriage equality. It starts with you. I mean, you're patriots. You are. You are. You are patriots. And I'm so proud of you all. I'm so proud to live in this country with you and with your mother and with all of us as family.
Thank you, girl.
Love you.
I have no words.
Wow. Right there. That is what American patriotism is. It is drag queens. I can think of nothing more patriotic. Nothing. Maybe apple pie. But no, maybe drag queens are more American than apple pie.
And Joe Biden, I believe his foot powder was his response to the question. So this is a tough call. Drag queens, foot powder, what's America really all about?
Lord,
I'm sure I don't know anymore.
Lord,
nice looking butch, though. I mean, the hair, the makeup.
I can't right now.
Something else.
This clip went viral this weekend, along with a clip of during Pride Month at a Episcopalian church. They had a drag queen who, did I give you that clip? I may not have, because there's nothing actually.
I did not have that clip, April.
Oh, I'm sorry. You are missing out.
Oh, really? It's going to be hard to top that last one, though.
It's a drag queen went and spoke at a church, and the pastor invited her, and it was wild. So I went to, before I share clips here, unless it's something I'm doing that's breaking, I tend to look it up to fact check it, right? Because I don't want to play something on air or read something on air that is not exactly true.
And I appreciate that.
I did read that one Trump statement that went viral, but that turned out not to be from Trump, but it was so fantastic and it should have been for Trump. Donald Trump should have said what they said on that press release. Okay, hit refresh on your computer, by the way, Sky. So sure enough, a priest invited a drag queen to come present about being trans in the ministry. With somebody who had been in, I believe it was like RuPaul's drag queen game competition. But when I went to search to see if this was a real clip, what I found was that not only was it a real clip, but I found at least half a dozen other instances of this happening during Pride Month. So here's the end on this.
Her name is Britta Filter, and she is the queen of New York.
My eyes, April Marie.
I know.
My eyes. There's no amount of Visine's going to get rid of that image.
So it's Britta Filter is the drag queen's name. She's apparently very famous. And she has been to multiple churches to talk about inclusivity